Sports Talk continues with Jimmy Hyams of John Wilkerson, and we head to the Stanley Fencing and Gates Hotline to say hello to Vol for Life Zach Daniels, now with the Houston Astros organization. Zach, how are you?
Hey, how are you doing?
Doing well. Really appreciate your time. Thank you for making some for us. And tell me, what has it been like to make this transition? Granted, you haven't been on the field yet, but to make this transition from college to pro baseball?
It's just definitely exciting. Just living out a childhood dream. Just exciting right now.
I can't begin to imagine, but why don't we go back to what was the end of the season, the way it ended for Tennessee. You guys are getting ready to jump on the bus and head over to Columbia, South Carolina, and then that was put on hold because Tennessee, and we saw basketball shut down, and then before you know it, the season was just done. What was it like to see this season for Tennessee baseball conclude the way it did?
I feel like it was disappointing because we definitely had a lot of talent on the team, top to bottom, and still had some guys like Will Heflin and Kirby Cannell coming back from injuries. So we were getting some more arms back already on the stacked bullpen that we had. And then from the position player side, we had a lot of bats, a lot of power. So, I mean, I felt like we could have went pretty far in the playoff or regional system and everything like that.
It would have been something to see for sure, but so 10 weeks of the SEC season that was set to happen didn't happen. No conference tournament, no regionals, super regionals, as you were talking about. So what went into, how did you stay right there with the focus on perhaps getting ready for the draft, and what was it like to watch just how different that became? Normally 40 rounds, it was down to 5 rounds. How did you handle the spring without baseball?
Just get right back in the gym and the cage, basically. High school, sneaking on there with a couple of my guys back in Georgia. Then,
Zach, I want to ask you.
My room.
I'm sorry. I want to talk to you about the improvement in your batting average. The first couple of years at Tennessee, your average was not great. Then you hit .357 during the shortened season. What was the key to that improvement?
Just approach and pitch recognition. Basically getting in the cage of Coach Elander and Coach Bonfield.
What goes into pitch recognition?
Just seeing Coach Elander probably threw me 1,000 sliders from the fall leading up to the season. And the ball machine as well. So just seeing it every day.
At what point did you feel like, okay, this is clicking, I got this?
In baseball, you can never really feel like that because this game can humble you really quick. So I kept the same routine, staying with Coach Elander and Coach Bonfield, and they helped me a lot, greatly, tremendously, actually.
What was it like to see the hard work pay off, especially with an outstanding performance for you and the team at the Round Rock Classic?
It was satisfying, but once we saw that we could do that, we wanted some more. We wanted to taste that again against top competition. So it was just exciting. So we were excited for the road ahead, basically.
It was really exciting to see. So as you continued to work and prepare for the draft, you see the mock drafts and you see some guys go the first round, and that's where we saw your teammate Garrett Crochet discussed and kind of projected to go there. And then we also heard what the thumbnail sketch was going to be on another teammate, Alaric Solari, as he winds up going in the second to the Twins. And you were discussed as a potential draft pick, but you didn't see a lot of 5-round full mocks. What was your mindset as the draft arrived? Did you have the expectation that your name would be called?
I just left it to God, really. It was in God's hands, and whatever path that he wanted me to get on, I would have been ready for it, whether it was coming back to school or now just pursuing a professional dream.
What was your reaction to see that first night of the draft, see Garrett's name called with the Chicago White Sox with the 11th pick, and then that at the start of the night that you were taken, Alaric go at the near the tail end of the second round?
I mean, it was so exciting. I mean, I've known Garrett since our freshman year. So Chicago's getting a good one. And then the Twins with Al, that was we were working in the cage all the time together. So, I mean, just seeing my fellow outfielder go was definitely exciting too. So I couldn't be more excited for those guys.
Where were you watching the draft, or were you?
I was watching it in Knoxville. Well, on the first night, we all went to eat for Garrett Crochet. So we were at a restaurant. And then the second night, we were just in my apartment, a couple teammates and my girlfriend as well.
Zach, you mentioned the improvement from your first 2 years to your junior year. Is that an indication that Tony Vitello's staff is really good at player development?
Yes, 100%.
And why
those
so?
Those guys get in the cage with you. They get in the cage with you. I mean, they'll put in hours that they can't just one-on-one whenever you need them, really. So, I mean, they're ready to grind with you if you want to grind to get better as well. So they can't wait to get in the cage with you.
Even though it was a great disappointment, a promising season was cut short, do you feel like with what Vitello has been able to do with the staff and with his recruits that Tennessee will be able to sustain success at a high level?
Yes, sir, definitely. They got a great coaching staff over there, top to bottom, and then they're bringing in the right kids and the right talent. So, I mean, I feel like the sky's the limit for the Vols.
You also see where a lot of SEC players end up doing well in the major leagues. And I just wonder, as tough as the SEC is, do you feel like that prepares you for pro baseball?
Have no idea what just happened right there.
Wow, me either. I guess it wasn't a good question.
Well, no, I mean, it was just, I believe, a line got crossed somewhere.
Yes, it did, didn't it? Yeah, that was pretty interesting. Okay.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
But we are talking with VFL Zach Daniels. Zach, I don't know if you that was kind of out there, but did you hear Jimmy's question?
No, I did not.
Do you feel like playing in a league as good as the SEC prepares you for pro baseball?
Oh, definitely. But, I mean, there's a lot of good conferences, college conferences out there. So, I mean, but just competing every day definitely prepares you. I mean, there's nothing – I mean, the SEC is what it is, so it's a monster in itself. So it definitely prepares you.
So when you're in the fourth round – and it's getting close to the end of the fourth round. Had there been contact either from your representatives or from other teams that had reached out to you, or what was it like when indeed you became a draft pick of the Houston Astros?
There was people reaching out, definitely. And then my representative got back to me. And at first I didn't understand what his text message meant, because he was so excited. So, and then I hear my name called, and it was just surreal. I mean, it was an amazing moment.
Well, what was the reaction like, and what was it like? I mean, if I'm not mistaken, it was reported later that night that you guys had already kind of hammered out the framework of your deal. I mean, that had to be something that you go from, one, the shock of hearing your name to almost being officially an Astro before midnight.
Yes, I mean, it was just amazing. I have an amazing representative that represents me well, and he knows what he's doing. So, I mean, he definitely benefits me. So I'm forever grateful for him, and he's helped me along the way. So still forever grateful for him.
When you get to a situation like this and you have such an incredible dream come true, it's a lot of fun, and it's amazing to see. What was it like to hear from past teammates, current teammates, your high school, the team you played with in the Cape Cod League? What was it like to see the reaction and the celebration of you being drafted by the Astros on Twitter and social media?
I mean, it was just surreal. I mean, it's one of the many blessings that God has given me. So, I mean, just letting it soak all in and then just thanking everybody who congratulated me.
Zach, are you a patient person?
Yes, sir.
I just wonder, based on that, and of course this season has been bizarre with Major League Baseball and so forth, I just wonder if you have a time frame in which you say, hey, I want to make it in the major leagues by X season, or do you even think that way and you just go out and play and just do the best you can and not worry about that?
Yeah, I just want to don't worry about that. I want to get there as quickly as possible. So, I mean, if I put in the work and I perform on the field, then the rest will take care of itself.
In a normal year, obviously, the draft would be in your rearview mirror. You are assigned farmhand now for the Houston Astros, and you'd be waiting for that assignment in the start of your rookie ball season. That's not happening, but has there been any discussion? We've heard that that there could be, for instance, a full fall league in Arizona where each team would have a full roster, or there could be a lengthy instructional league in the fall. Has the club talked to you much at all about what's next for you or what to work on from this point forward?
They just want me to continue to work out, hit, throw, do as much as I can, basically, and they'll call me when they need me to report somewhere.
Were you a fan at all of the Astros before they drafted you?
My mom and my dad are from New York, and that's basically where all my family's from, New York and New Jersey. So I was a Yankees fan, but not no more.
I can understand that. Boy, that could make it really interesting. Those two fan bases aren't too polite to one another right now.
No.
But what is it like to join an organization, one, that has dipped into Tennessee waters before with a number of VFLs that have either been on or are still in the Astros organization, but what is it like to go to an organization that has just recently won a World Series and is right there among the best Major League franchises that there are?
I mean, it's exciting. It's exciting. I just can't wait to get the journey started, really. Yeah, I just can't wait to get the journey started.
And you've talked about the impact that that the coaching staff at Tennessee has had in helping you develop. Tell me, what has it been like to get to know so many different teammates in your time in Knoxville, and what does it mean to you to be a Vol for life?
It means a lot. Becoming a volunteer and just giving your all for Tennessee is already just something that's expected when you get on campus and are competing on and off the field and everything like that. And then just getting to know all those teammates, I mean, those are my brothers. So we're going to keep in contact the best we can. And, those are my brothers.
How exciting is it that your Tennessee teammate, who was also your Cape Cod teammate in Chase Wallace, what was it like to see him get the opportunity he did as he signed free agent with the Kansas City Royals?
It was so exciting because he's my roommate this year, and then roommate in the Cape as well. But it was just so exciting. Just with this shortened season, he didn't get a chance to really prove what he could do. He's got some great stuff, and he's got some unbelievable stuff that not a lot of people have. So he's going to do well.
What has kept you busy away from the cage or off the field since this was a spring without baseball? What have you done? Have you streamed a lot of TV shows? What have you done to help pass any free time you might have had?
I decided to go ahead and take two summer classes, actually, just keep me busy. So I'm still doing those right now, so that kept me busy a little bit. Streaming some movies and stuff like that, but just rewatching some movies and then doing classwork, so... That's about it.
Hey, Zach, congratulations on, first of all, this next step for you in baseball. Wish you the very best with the Houston Astros. Really appreciate how well you represented the University of Tennessee and your time with the Volunteers and what you meant to the Orange and White. But good luck, and we look forward to staying in touch.
Thank you very much for having me.
Sure to appreciate you. Thank you. That's Zach Daniels of All for Life joining us on the Stanley Fencing and Gates Hotline as he's now with the Houston Astros organization.